Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Today, we're just going to be talking about life and just where we're at personally. A little bit different of an episode. I hope this gives you like just some insight as to what what a normal everyday life, and just know that you're not alone as you're walking through different things.
Yes, absolutely. I think like so often you can look at other people's lives via social media, someone's podcast, someone's internet presence, and then you think, wow, they've got it all figured out. They never go through what we're going through, or they have life so much easier than I do. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, like, we all have difficulties. We all have problems. We all have things that come across our plate that need to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, like, yeah, we all have these things. So, like, it's how you deal with them that, like, creates an atmosphere of just, like, are we going to, I don't know why, just like healthy or unhealthy ways of, we have healthy or unhealthy ways of dealing with stress, with problems, with
grief.
And so like when it comes to difficult things, like we want to have healthy ways of expressing what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're, how we're doing, like, so that like we can get through it, because it might be seem like it's world ending for you, like whatever your circumstance is. The reality is like, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, but more than likely we're gonna have tomorrow to keep on doing what everything else like that's to just keep living our life. There may be another problem, or there could be just joy around the corner. We don't know. So
should we just preface with the season's been hard?
I think particularly for you.
Yeah,
the season's been difficult. I did realize, so I think in this past week, we've been given, like, I think about, what, four things has happened in this past week?
Yeah.
One's been ongoing, and so, like, you've been able to, like that's the underlying, like, situation.
That's been ongoing for a couple months now.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
And then
not easy.
Our fridge decides to freeze over again. So rather than call the repair person to get to fix a fridge that's been like on the fritz for a while, like for a year now. And we just purchased this fridge back in 2021. And we're like, this is so frustrating. Let's just go buy a new fridge and hopefully like not have to worry about this. Okay, so that's situation number two. Like, we'll get back to situation number one. Like, I think that one will be a little bit more emotional. So situation two, like, fridge. I realized the bottom half of the fridge was not cooling. So, like, I start removing. Luckily, we have a second fridge. And so, like, it is a situation. It is a problem. But, like, we got it fixed within 2 hours, I would say. And so, like, okay, that's situation number two.
It's a inconvenience, which I feel annoying. I feel like this is part of like what I wrestle with is all of these situations that we're walking through seem huge to me. And in the grand scheme of things of like what I see other people walking through, it's nothing. And I walk this line of talking about it versus not talking about it. because if I talk about it, like, I feel better because I'm an external processor. And with talking about it, there might be, like, the people pleaser in me is like, well, you don't have it as bad as so-and-so, so stop complaining. Mm. But, like, that's invalidating my feelings.
Right.
Which we will talk about in next week's episode. So it's kind of holding both.
Spoilers.
It's holding both of them at the same time of, like, me being vulnerable enough to share hard that's going on in my life, knowing that it's probably not as hard as somebody else, but that still doesn't invalidate the fact that it's hard for me.
Right. I think it's, there is that balance, and it's expressing what you're going through needs to be done. But it, like, you can choose to be wise with it of like expressing your feelings of what you're going through, even if it's like, our fridge died.
Yeah.
Our fridge is gross, and now we have to drop $1,000 on getting replaced. Mm-hmm. And so, like, yes, that seems minor, seems trivial, because it is minor, trivial. Like, yeah, we got it fixed, and it's a minor inconvenience.
That we won't have a fridge in our kitchen for, like,
a week. Yeah. And so, like, yes, it is, for us, it, like, it's like, okay, that caused a little bit of stress. And so, when we express, okay, like, this was a setback, you wouldn't want to go to somebody that's, like, dying and say, like, hey, this is my inconvenience. Or, like,
right.
So, mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Yeah. Like it's all, we use wisdom when it comes to, like, who do we tell this,
yep.
talk mm-hmm. to about this. So that was, yeah, situation two. Situation three, our dog.
Mm.
Our lovely dog was sick. Yeah. How do you say this nicely?
No, you just say she was sick.
She was sick starting Friday, and now recording on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. She is starting to feel better. Dogs shouldn't be sick that long. Mm-hmm. So we brought her to the vet. And because she's on the up and up, they're going to give her, like, a couple of medicines. But, like, it was difficult.
That was so difficult.
Especially for me.
Right.
Because every morning I had to go clean up for 40 minutes. I'd take her, I grab her, like, get her out of her crate, bring her outside, let her just do whatever she needs while I'm cleaning her crate area, cleaning the floor, making sure, like, rinsing off the mat on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And this would take, like, 40 minutes mm-hmm. of just cleaning immediately in the morning, mm-hmm. which I don't mind cleaning. It's not, like, my preferred, like, I don't want to constantly clean.
Well, and it's the morning, and it's, you're right. navigating kids.
Right. And so, yeah. So, like, that just added difficulty to every single morning. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we had spring break this past week.
Yeah.
And so I only had to navigate it for Monday and Tuesday with the kids, and then Monday mornings you usually help with dropping off Penny. So, like, it was difficult, but it wasn't like world ending again. Mm-hmm. Of, like, yes, our dog is not doing well. I thought, because of course you would go to Google and you're like, okay, what's happening to my dog? And there was a quite possibility of her having an intestinal blockage, which could need surgery. Mm-hmm. Which would cost anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. I'm like, well, that's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And we're not, like, yes, we love our dog, but we're not attached to our dog.
She's, like, a dog.
Yeah, we're not going to drop that much money of, like, a good down payment on a car for our dog. And so I'm, like, getting prepared almost of, like...
Which we know is not everyone's philosophy. So please, like, that's where we stand, and we can differ on that too.
Right. And so, like, I was getting prepared of, like, worst case scenario, we're going to have to put down our dog. Mm-hmm. Best case scenario, it's just she's sick.
Yeah.
And we can get a couple of pills and...
she'll be fine.
And she'll be fine. Yeah. It's the hope for the best and mm-hmm. prepare for the worst mm-hmm. mentality of just, like, okay, this... could potentially, like, we might not have a dog, or she'll be fine. And turns out she's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. So we get to keep our dog a little bit longer, hopefully a reasonable age. she's sitting right next to me and staring at me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was situation three of just like in this past week of just like added stress to our daily lives of just like, I feel like raising kids, right, is going to have its own like stress levels, own difficulties. Like we're just got off a spring break. So kids were out of their own routine. And so like we're adding more stress on top of stress because the kids are out of routine. So then they act out against us. Yeah. Would you want to talk about situation four?
Which was?
I thought there was a fourth thing. Oh, wasn't. You just get a lot. I guess it's more related to situation one, so that you can talk about one and four.
Yeah, something that you had brought up before we like dive into other things. One thing that you had brought up was you had just said hope for the best and prepare for the worst. I'm curious, how do you then? Like, where does faith come into that? Are you not having faith when you're still preparing?
Well, faith is a part of hope.
Right.
And so when, right, like, faith and hope are so intrinsically intertwined that, like, to have hope is to have faith.
Right.
And when we are... Mm-hmm. Hopeful for mm-hmm. what is next, right? Hope is for the what is tomorrow that we cannot see that's going to mm-hmm. come, like that we do not know that we're going to guarantee tomorrow, but we hope for tomorrow. I'm putting my arm out as if I'm talking to people, but yeah, like if we hope for tomorrow, we have faith in today, in today,
right?
And we know because our faith is based on the faithfulness of God, because God is faithful to us, right? Mm-hmm. That like he is never changing. He's going to constantly do the best for us. And that could mean our dog lives, or it could mean that our dog needs to be put down. Like that could be very well. And so that's when we say, yes, hope for the best of like, okay, this, the best could be a situation we did not expect. Mm-hmm. But it's also like in the moment of like, you know, but it could be the situation that we're praying for mm-hmm. of, and so like, yeah.
Okay. So
I was thinking, cause it's faith, hope, and love, which yeah. Love doesn't, yes, there's love constituted in it. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. So my question was, I appreciate that back. I'm wondering, yes, I can have faith mm-hmm. like to go with hope. So thank you for that. I'm wondering if I prepare for the worst.
Okay.
Does that mean I'm not having faith in the best that would happen?
I think it is difficult because we think, okay, well, if I think it's the difference between having faith and being between like realistic faith and a blind faith of like, I am going to, yes, trust that God has the best in store for me, but also realizing that we still live in a fallen world mm-hmm. that like around us, there's still death, there's still disease, there's still hurt, there mm-hmm. are still tears. Mm-hmm. And so realizing that like, we are not going to get our best in this life is also a reality. And so faith for this day and age means that like we're not guaranteed tomorrow mm-hmm. and so faith doesn't necessarily mean we're well I know that God is going to absolutely remove everything that's hurtful here and now. No, that's mm-hmm. not a reality. We know that's going to go away in the new heavens and new earth. We're not there yet. Mm-hmm. And so we can just say, well, God's going to do this for me mm-hmm. when we've been living 2,000 years now as Jesus as King in heaven, and we still see death, we still see disease, mm-hmm. we still see pain, we still see wars, we see all this evil, just gross stuff around us. And that doesn't change the reality that Jesus is King. That just... we know that we are not quite to the reality that God sets before us in Revelation 21 of the new age to come.
Mm-hmm. I think it's this, yes, to have faith that you know God, let's take Jules, for example. We have faith that we know that God could heal our dog.
Yes.
And in the same breath, I'm going to do in my power whatever I can to heal her, which means she's not eating people food. And I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy pumpkin for her to eat with her rice and chicken to get her on a bland diet. Like, I'm going to do those things and knowing that God can heal. And I think there, I have seen that it is kind of like this blind of like, well, I just trust that God's going to heal me, and so I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that mentality, thinking that like, well, if I truly believed,
right,
then all pain, all suffering is going to go away. Mm-hmm. And we're not guaranteed that.
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere in the Bible that it says that. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, God is in control. Jesus is king. But the way that God, and the way that God created this world, is for human rulers to rule over the, like, going back to Genesis 1 of just like, and 2, Genesis 1 and 2, of just like, that's how God created this world. Mm-hmm. And for him to remove all suffering, all pain, all death, would remove the very essence of his creation, which is his idol, his image bearers, the people that he crowned as rulers over this world. And so to say, like, I'm going to get rid of this, would it get rid of humans? And that's why Jesus had to come, right? Like, of to get, yes, to start in a new age of a kingdom. However, that being said, like, we are not in the new age where there it will be no pain and no suffering and no death. And so, like, faith for this day and age doesn't mean that God is going to intervene. It means that, like, how can we as humans do our duty that we were meant to do of ruling well, ruling and being that creative force that God intended us to be? And that is through modern medicine. That is through doing human things, like, or using technology, or using the gifts that we are given.
We're going to stop this episode right here where it is, because John and I actually kept talking for a whole another length of an episode about how we're navigating grief and just hardness and suffering in our marriage. So stay tuned to next week as we dive into that episode. We'd love to be able to hear from you. Send us a DM over on Instagram at Jonathan Vaco or at Carrie Vaco. We would love to be able to hear from you, and we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcast.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.